This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's the drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Hans D is with us as well. We're going to do a little who you got coming up at 5:30. Roger Powell, supposed to be joining us right now. We haven't gotten a call yet from Roger, but we're trying
to... Building the suspense a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying not to implode the show.
We've had such a killer week.
We really have. Can
it's
we go
been
back?
So easy. Like yesterday, we had three guests. All great. Chris Raby.
Chris Raby.
Dre Brown.
Dre Brown, Mike Bellamy.
And we just had to ask questions and let them do all the work.
Simple.
It was so easy. You even brought up maybe we shouldn't have gotten paid for that show.
I hope Stevie didn't hear that.
Now we're having to work.
2 days ago, we had DA points and...
Yeah, who else was with DA? Adrian Griffin, of course.
So, no. That wasn't the same day because remember we broke the news to DA that Griffin had...
Good point. Monday was Adrian Griffin
and Jack Ingram, right? Or was that last week?
Last Friday.
That was last Friday.
With DB.
With Derek Burson. We're going to have another Derek Burson episode soon. Does he know that?
Well, if Rodgers doesn't call, we're going to call DB right now.
I'm for that, man. Derek Burson, if you're listening, you need to text Pipes right now and say you can join us. But hopefully, listen, honestly, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to Roger. I told you, sometimes it's out of our hands, you know, because a lot of times guys, and I'm not saying Roger would be one of these, but we set these up through the sports information director at Gonzaga, and a lot of times we don't have their number, so they have to call us. And then the other thing I told you is sometimes when they're in a different time zone, it worries me. And, you know, like DA is out east. So I said, hey, if you can join us, don't forget you want to join us at this time of the hour. So, you know, that's one of those. Who else did we have on this week? Seemed like we had some other cool stuff, and I can't remember exactly who all we had.
James Herring was he Wednesday?
Yes.
James Herring was Wednesday. Who else did we have on that?
Oh, my gosh. This is horrible, isn't it, that we can't think of.
There's been so many of them.
There have been. There have been so many guests, and we're having a lot of fun with it. So hopefully we'll hear from Raj, to talk to him. And, again, we got Who You Got at 5:30. I do know one thing that a lot of people, especially after this week, probably need more than anything, and I have a feeling that a lot of you have maybe been doing it. Because when you're stuck at home...
We hope so.
Yeah, I mean, when you're stuck at home, this is a challenge to do stuff. I don't know, are you one of those that if you're stuck at home for a day, will you get motivated and get stuff done? Or are you one of those that will easily just sit down and do nothing?
I've had to condition myself to work at home because that's where I...
Oh, yeah.
I work from. I do have... we have two bedrooms. One of them's an office.
Okay.
Type, so get in there.
Yeah.
I'm able to get some stuff done, but no doubt when...
Ooh.
There are some days...
I mean, if at least if you had an office, an area in your house that's kind of designated as the office.
Yep.
But I've told 100 people, like, I have to go to work. I have to go to the office or I don't get motivated. I could sit at home and think of 100 things to do or absolutely do nothing.
Right, exactly.
And I am actually on that end of it. I'm a guy that does nothing. I don't know if it's a product of laziness. And I'm being dead serious when I say this. I don't know if it's a product of laziness or it's a product of... Like when basketball was going on, I was, you know, at one work at 8, here at 4, leaving here at 6, running to practice, getting home from practice at 8 or 8:30 or, you know, 8 o'clock. If you had a game on the road, you'd get home at 9. And I'm cry me a river, right, to all these people in high school that have kids that do this every night. But, you know, all of a sudden, you don't realize how much you're just on the go. And you're just constantly busy, and you don't know what free time looks like, so that when you finally get a day to do nothing, you're like, I'm going to do nothing, and I'm not going to worry about it. But I'll be, it's funny, Derek. We are at my office right now doing one day on, one day off. So there's one of us in the office at all times, door locked. You can call or email, but we're each basically, like, I worked Monday, Wednesday, Friday, off Tuesday, Thursday. Now, I still work from home. I still make calls. I still take files home. But on those days, if I don't do anything work-related, I start feeling like at 10 o'clock in the morning, I start feeling so guilty. Like, why? You're supposed to be doing something right now. And I'll tell you the other thing, that when Lucas played travel baseball, and he did that from age 9 through, I think, 14, when the first summer that he did not play travel baseball, I sat at home on weekends and had no idea what to do. None. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to be in Fishers, Indiana. I'm Yep. supposed to be in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm supposed to be at Dobbs playing baseball at Parkland, you know, out at those diamonds. Zahn Field. I mean, I sat there literally and was like, I don't know. I mean, so it took me probably an entire summer to figure out how to motivate myself to do other things. Well, I could go mow. Oh, I could power wash the house. I could go trim these bushes. You know, like, you just get into such a habit of being busy nonstop
yeah.
that all of a sudden when you're not, you don't know what to do. And that's kind of where I am right now with this, like, shut-in. You know, I'm not a guy that, honestly, I like cold beer. I like my beer. And I learned something. I've learned something these last 2 weeks. As much as I love to have a beer and have a drink, and that is the honest truth, I more than anything want to be social. I want to see people.
Definitely.
And, you know, I texted a couple of my buddies this last week. I think it was last week at the end of the week. I think it was Friday. And I'm like, man, I would give anything to meet you guys for a beer at a bar right now. And it's like, I don't think it's that I don't know, maybe I am addicted to beer, but, you know, it's the addiction more so of I want to see. I mean, I can go home. I'm over 21. I can go home and drink all night.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't. I don't drink at home. So I sit there and I think to myself, well, this isn't fun. Like, you know, you and I every once in a while just pop out and go somewhere and have a drink. We can't do that now.
I know.
I mean, I guess we could sit in the radio station and have a drink. That doesn't seem very fun.
No.
6 feet apart. Although if Hans D was drinking with us, I bet that'd be fun.
Is that legal?
No.
Oh.
He's not.
That would definitely be fun.
You're not 21.
It's legal in Europe.
Oh, well, that's true.
So we can just.
Canada, you got to be 19.
Hey.
Mexico's 19.
What you meant? Hey.
Hey.
You got a point. Hey. Canadian.
Hey. Canadian. Yeah, but it's just weird. So what are you guys doing to pass the time at home? Like, my house is clean. I'll be honest with you. I have cleaned my house. And not just dusted and that kind of stuff. I have gone through totes with clothes, and I put them all together, and I'm going to take them to, you know, Salt and Light or whatever, you know. And then there were some clothes where I'm like, yeah, I don't think anybody wants this. My goodness, I've worn that 5 million times. Get rid of it, Lon. It's got 8 holes in it, even though that's kind of the thing now. But, you know, I don't, what else? I mean, and I do, I'm a guy that likes to sit down and watch TV. I don't mind watching TV and relaxing. And just kind of just saying, you know what, I'm going to take 2 hours and I'm going to watch a movie. But that's the other thing. I love going to movies. And now you can't do that. It's like, so what have you been doing, Derek?
Trying to take a couple of walks when you get an opportunity.
I have been doing that. Good call.
The bad ones are the rainy days where you're cooped up inside and can't even do that.
Yep.
Or when it snowed for some ungodly reason in the middle of March. Did we not have snow like back around Halloween?
I think so.
Like what?
Well, March anymore is February, and February is March.
Just a stretch of, so there was a possibility of snow back in late October all the way through the middle of March, so that stinks. But I have gotten actually somewhat excited when there's old games on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was up writing an article late the other night, and it was about 1:15 in the morning.
Wow.
And I was like, is it always this easy to watch sports? Because there's the Illinois-Michigan State basketball game on Big Ten Network. On MLB, there is the Diamondbacks and Yankees Game 7 of World Series in 2001. And then on NBA TV, there's 2004 NBA Finals, Lakers and Pistons.
That's I'd rather watch that.
And now I've conditioned my mind to that is the same as far as that's the best sports we can get right now. So it's like almost, it's not live, but it's like, oh my gosh.
This is awesome.
Look what's on.
It's true, though. Yeah. You do condition yourself for that. And it's true because I'd rather, like, I've always wondered this, and I guess NHL Network today showed all seven games. They're probably still showing them. All seven games of the Blues Bruins in the Stanley Cup, but there are times where, like on NHL Network, instead of somebody sitting there talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs, I'd rather see an old...
Yes.
I'd rather see the Blackhawks even win the Stanley Cup. I'd rather see a Game 7 or, you know, a
versus
clincher.
Versus the in-studio show.
Yeah, instead
and
of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't do much for me. That kind of stuff. I don't know. Hans, what have you been doing?
I got back into video games a little bit.
Yeah?
Doing Fortnite again.
You know what's funny? I actually looked all over my house, and it must be at my mom's house, and I know she's listening. Mom, I know you've got nothing better to do. Can you see if you can find my PlayStation 2? Don't laugh. That's the last game. What do you call it? Gaming?
Game system.
Game system.
Yeah.
That's the last one that I played, not owned. I mean, we have a Wii, and I think Andrew has a PlayStation 4. I think both boys have the 4 or whatever. I don't know.
But you have a Nintendo 64 lying around somewhere?
You know what? I don't. My brother had one.
It's pretty fun.
Those are like James Bond.
James Bond, Mario Kart.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. I was always that little dude.
Toad?
Toad, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Toad. Here we go.
He'll lose fast.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I mean, PlayStation 2 was like, there was a baseball game. It was like 2004. And like,
that's like the best one they ever made. And MVP Baseball 2004.
Boom. That's
is that
it.
With Manny Ramirez on the cover? Or?
I think there's two people on the cover.
Okay.
Can we bring up images of MVP Baseball?
MVP Baseball were the best baseball games made.
Hands
and
down.
I have the new MLB The Show, which I've actually been playing that.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, pretty fun.
Okay. No, the one I played so many times that it ruined the game. And I went to one of these... Like, what do you call those places? Like, out on Prospect, there's a GameStop? Is that what it's called? I went there and searched out another 2000, whatever that was. I think it's 2003.
Okay.
I don't know who's on 2003. Hans, are you efforting that? We'll see who's on those. But I went and looked at that because somebody just... a 217 just sent us a picture of a Goose Island beer... And a Super Nintendo classic, and he put Game Changer.
Respect.
Oh, man. Beer can for size reference. Is that that's a game? Super Nintendo classic. So that's not the Super Nintendo. That was like the classic, right, where the games were smaller?
Yep.
If I'm correct on that. You know, we all need to bring up like our... Yes, Hans?
It was Randy Johnson.
That's it.
And Miguel Tejada.
Miguel Tejada, yeah. That's it. There were two of them. Miguel Tejada and Randy Johnson. I wonder if you could look up the Cardinals lineup that year. I should know it, but I don't. But it's so funny to have that. That's awesome with that. That's a great picture with that.
The D-backs team was darn good. When I was watching Yankees, they had Matt Williams at third, Council at short, Tony Womack at second.
Womack.
Mark Grace is playing first base for them. In the outfield, Luis Gonzalez.
Yep, who I went into the Super Bowl with.
Steve Finley,
who played at Southern.
Was Reggie Sanders the other one?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I don't know who their catcher was.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that one either.
That's a great call, though.
But then to have Johnson and Schilling at the top.
Oh!
And I had forgotten, because I went back and looked up some of the details of Game 7. Randy Johnson pitched the final. He got in the 8th, closed the 8th, and then pitched the 9th. He started the night before.
Wow. that Randy Johnson, man.
Yeah.
Those were good teams. You remember, like, you probably won't remember this. It was more of an Atari game, but it was Pitfall.
Hmm.
Pitfall was a great game. I wonder who else out there remembers Atari. You guys never played Atari. That was the first gaming system ever, essentially, except for Pong or whatever that was. But yeah, Atari was like, that was, man, you had Space Invaders. What was the game? Like Asteroid, I think it was. Yeah, you just had a little triangle thing that went across the screen and then got quicker. You're like, and you're like, no. MVP 4 had Albert on the cover. Albert
right.
Pujols.
Yeah.
Good call on that one. That's pretty awesome.
5 had Manny.
Okay. We don't thank Roger Powell's calling, and we apologize to everybody, but there's there's nothing we can do here. We can blame it on Hans. Is that all right, Hans?
I mean, it's not in my hands either.
That's true.
I will say that people did call in the other days that Hans wasn't here.
They did.
Whoa.
People like you. I don't know why.
Thank you.
You do need a haircut, though.
Yeah.
But you can't go get one right now, can you?
I don't think so.
Social distancing.
Yeah.
What if they cut with gloves on?
Can you get an oil change?
I did recently.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you can.
Asking for a friend. You know.
Well, technically, you know, because you just get out of the vehicle.
Right.
Or you could even pull in.
I didn't know
if
they were listed as essential personnel.
I think they
are. You
could
maintain 6 feet the whole time.
Yeah.
Doing an oil change.
Yeah.
Same with playing golf. I don't know why the golf courses are closed.
I don't either.
You can go walk Orange and Blue now.
No, I don't think so.
I think the governor just closed that down.
Yeah.
Like the other day.
That's crazy. You can call me. Sal still has his Atari 2600 and games, including Pitfall. And a 217 said Pitfall was awesome. It was great. You'd have like quicksand, and you had to time it so it would like close and then open and close. So you had to like wait until it started closing, and then you got to start running, and then you jump to get over it. It was great stuff, man. And then like this scorpion would come out that was like bigger than you, and you're like, what is that? It was great stuff. Donkey Kong, was that what it was? No.
Yeah, there's Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, that was another good one. Those are just good things. All right, if you sat and waited through all of that, you deserve this. If you have gone to if you can just run to the fridge real quick. Diane says Willow Pond and Rantoul is open. Thank you, Diane. I didn't know that. 217 says Long's Garage doing oil changes Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. There you go. You can tell your friend that the oil changes are on right now. Longer.
Perfect.
You can walk golf courses now. Okay.
I thought I'd seen that.
And I did see that they have cups that the ball will not roll into the hole. It hits the cup.
Oh.
And so, in other words, you don't have to touch the flag or the cup. They're trying to get you to not touch anything out there is what they're doing. So,
genius. So there aren't any flags.
Well, there are, but you're not supposed to touch them. Yeah. Ryan says our shop is open for oil changes and repairs, but for drop-offs only, no waiting allowed. Okay.
Okay.
So that'd be a good time on a nice day. Drop your car off and go for a walk. You know, somebody brought up a good point the other day, because if you're someone that has that is battling, I don't know, let's say you're battling cancer, or you're battling, you know, or you just had a surgery and you're one of the ones that they're saying, you know, you could be really affected by this. And you know, the beauty about small town America is you get out, you see your neighbors, everybody's wanting to talk, especially now. I mean, can you imagine seeing me coming down the road? You'd be like, oh, crap, he's going to talk for 4 hours. But it's one of those situations where somebody had brought up a point. They're like, well, what we're doing as a family is we're driving to other small communities that we don't know that many people and walking. And I'm like, that's not a bad idea, I guess. So I guess if you lived in Philo, you could drive to Villa Grove, maybe. Or you could drive to Tuscola and walk around. It's not a bad idea. So
new scenery.
Now, Richard says, all golf courses are closed. I'm on the park board, and it happened yesterday. I thought that was the case. Man, I don't want to be the guy that's like...
some conflicting info now.
We do. I don't want to be the guy that's telling people not to go golf because they're open. But I don't think they are open. I don't think they're open. So I think that was one of those. And I still am confused by that. Like, really? Who am I going to hurt out golfing by myself? I don't get it.
With my slice, I could hurt some people.
Well, that's true. Isn't that like walking around town? I mean, are they going to tell us now you can't walk around town?
Oh, boy. Ooh. I work at the country club for the golf course.
Well, of course you do.
They're closed. Oh, I mean. I wash the golf
course. Not with that hair.
I wear a hat.
Oh, okay. They're not going to let you show up with that kind of hair.
Yeah,
are you talking Urbana?
Champagne.
Champagne Country Club? Yeah. Can you walk and drink at the same time, somebody said. You know, with that, let's all tip them. Let's get them up in the air. It's 5:24. I've made you wait long enough. I'm going to make you wait six more seconds now to get to 5:25. Who you got coming up leading into a break with this? Oh.
Surfaces, your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-through, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-through or call your location for delivery.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampagne.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampagne.com.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Remember this? Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Radio 93.5. Latte, Derek Piper, Hans D is here. All right, so I'm reading reports that golf courses are closed. I don't know. I don't know why we opened that can of worms.
Well, Anthony says that they had 150 at Lake of the Woods on Wednesday, but now courses are closed at the end of business yesterday as Governor Pritzker reversed the decision when they first opened.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, if you're on the tee and you're waiting to drive because there's guys down, you know, 200 yards, I mean, you're going to be in danger of getting that virus. Come on.
And, Ron, you would be able to hit it.
Oh, over there.
200 yards away. Your drive is probably, what, 150 maybe? So it wouldn't be the worst thing, but...
Hey, I have gotten, not that I was ever, I used to be a pretty good golfer, actually, but I was never a guy that hit the ball, you know, a long way. I have gotten to the point now where I will get up on the tee, like I'll play with Lucas, let's say, and I'll get up on the tee and I'm like, well, I can hit. I mean, I have finally gotten to that point where I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I'm like maybe 210, 215 for my drives. It's not... But
it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse, man. I don't know. Hey, congrats. This fishing's open. My son caught a 16-inch bass an hour ago. That's awesome. Where were you at? I wonder if he was just at a farm pond or you know, somewhere else at a, because all the parks are closed.
Yeah, I've been fishing the past couple of days. I haven't gotten a single bite.
Really?
So I don't
well,
know
social
mean.
Distance, man. Those fisher. They're, you know, fishing sounds, gosh, yeah, that sounds good. This
that right is now. One thing that didn't come to my mind to do, you know.
Go fish. That is a good idea. Or play croquet. Now, wait, that would be, you can't do that either. Are you ready for who you got?
Yeah, are you?
Let's go!
First up.
We got animals again, Derek.
Alligator so versus outmatched. Anaconda.
Oh, an Eat alligator against an... Do we know what the difference... I've asked this before. The difference between an alligator and a crocodile.
Crocodiles are difference? Usually like fresh and salt, like murky water.
Okay.
Whatever that is. And then alligators have like a bigger nose.
What did they find in Chicago like a year ago? Was that an alligator?
I don't know. Alligator probably.
So an alligator doesn't need salt water?
No, but it can live in it. But
okay.
And then crocodiles are just creepy looking. They've got super long snouts.
Yeah. Doesn't an alligator too? Know.
Well, yeah, but it's a little more round.
Oh, okay. Wow. Speaking of...
Yeah.
Old Steve whatever in there.
Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin in there.
Oh, man.
Alligator versus an anaconda. Can I tell you something? I'm being dead honest. I don't know that there would be a worse death in ever than getting suffocated by an anaconda.
Ugh.
Because if he got you, he or she... And they start wrapping around. First of all, they're 700 feet long. But if they started wrapping around you, and all they do is they wait for you to breathe, and then they just restrict you even more. So essentially, you just, they suffocate you.
That's a nightmare.
And then they eat you. They just swallow you whole.
It's terrible.
Why do we have snakes?
Why would you bring this up, Hans?
Yeah, I'm telling you, an anaconda might be one of all the animals. And I know they're a reptile, but I just group them all as animals. That would be one thing I think would freak me out. Yeah. Well, except a shark.
Oh.
Would you go down in a cage? Like, would you go down in a cage and watch sharks swim around you?
I'd try it out.
You would?
You'd try it.
I said I need to do it to just face my fear. But here's the problem. You're going to be looking. You can't look behind you. So you're going to be looking one way at like this great white. And you're like, there he is. He's about 30 feet away. And the next thing you know, you turn around. There's one right behind you. And it's like, oh, crap. How you doing? Okay, those are my animal thoughts.
So
I'm worried about the alligator being able to move side to side and kind of dodge. Can't really move his head.
No.
Because that's where his weapon is.
Yeah.
His teeth.
And his tail.
True. Well, the tail as well.
But yeah, an alligator rolls you. That's how they do it, right? They drown you.
Right. Well, you could just take a big bite out of the anaconda.
He could. I'm going anaconda all day. And you can YouTube these. There are plenty of alligator versus anaconda battles.
It's and a I problem can't watch in Florida.
It. Is it really?
Yeah. Those snakes are taking over. They've got shows on like just killing snakes left and right.
Yeah, I'm picking the anaconda.
I am too.
Unfortunately, I hate to do it.
I just don't need to be anywhere near an anaconda. What's the most dangerous animal? Isn't it like a hippo?
Hippos are bad.
I mean, they're so strong and they're fast. They run like 50 miles an hour or something. Maybe not that fast.
Yeah. I think they kill like 50 to 100 people per year.
They
something.
Kill more humans, I think, than any animal.
Yeah.
I think you're right. All right, so we're all going anaconda.
Yeah. Next up, polar bear versus grizzly bear.
I can't watch it. Could you watch an alligator versus anaconda knowing that somebody's going to die in the end? I can't watch that. Like, if you told me at the start of the video that both of them survive, then I would watch it. I cannot watch animals dying. I can't. I'm the anti Jeffrey Dahmer.
I have a snakes fear. I couldn't do it.
You don't like snakes. No, my dad hated snakes.
I hate them.
I remember one time on Animal Stories, which they used to play on like WLS back in the day out of Chicago. And one guy, I don't know, it was, I guess it's a true story, years ago, obviously, but they were telling about a guy that hated snakes so bad that he doused one with gas and set it on fire, which is cruel. I mean, that's very cruel. But the snake crawled under his house and burnt his house down.
No.
That's awesome.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he caught the snake. He was torturing the snake because he hated him. Instead of just cutting its head off,
and the
snake crawled under the house, and it burnt the house down. That was years ago on Animal Stories.
Wow.
That's awesome. All right, what's the next one?
Polar bear versus grizzly bear.
Is it me or a polar bear stronger?
Yeah. Polar bears are like 550 pounds, about 6 to 8 feet.
6 to 8 feet?
Yeah.
And so 8 foot 500.
Grizzly is about 4 feet, and then length is about 7 feet.
Okay.
600 pounds.
Gee, money. I mean, basically they're the same.
Yeah.
Polar bears live in cold weather. They got to be tougher. I'm gonna go.
Are they more
bear.
In isolation? Maybe
yeah,
the grizzly
maybe
bears
they
got some experience.
Fight. That's a great point.
Had some tussles in the woods.
That's a great point.
Going grizzly.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the polar.
I do like the colder weather.
They're just
tougher,
colder, yeah.
Because it applies to us.
Like the grizzly bear would bite the polar bear, and the bear would be like, the other polar bear would be like, really? Like, what are you doing?
I think the polar bear is going to win that one.
Okay. I wonder if can you YouTube a battle between a polar bear and a grizzly? I don't think they would actually be around each other.
Yeah, probably not, but I'll look.
Okay.
Scorpion versus tarantula.
Oh, wow.
Who you got?
Spiders.
These are gross.
These are, man. There goes the guy running with his kids. Pretty soon, those kids are going to be like 14 years old. I'm going to be 60. The kids are going to be 14, and that guy is still going to be pushing them running 18 miles a day. He's my hero. I want to have him on the air. He must live right around the station there. Squirrel. Scorpion and tarantula. So the scorpion's got the reach factor. Like, it can kind of get close to you, and then that tail just out of nowhere. Bam!
Yep.
Tarantulas, though, they're hairy.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm going to go scorpion, just hoping
just
the scorpion
wins. Scorpion with a quick
hit. Yep. Yeah, bam!
With the tail.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm going scorpion. What's Next the up. One? There's a spider. Is there a spider that, like, or no, there's an animal. Oh, it's a wasp or something. They sting a spider and bring it back. It paralyzes the spider. This happens in Australia. Everything happens in Australia. I can't remember what it's called. Somebody's going to know this. 359-2255. The wasp, like, stings the spider and paralyzes it. And while the spider's alive, the wasp drags it back to its nest or whatever and lays eggs inside the spider, which kills the spider, and then the eggs are born out of the... I swear.
What in the
That
world?
Is how messed up our world is. We think a COVID-19 is bad. I mean, this is... Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going scorpion.
Further proof. I am just totally...
You've got to start watching Animal Planet and stuff. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jeez.
We need to, can you, when we're arguing this next one, can you Google what kind of wasp that is?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and they're saying, like, it's a hawk wasp.
Okay, I think that's right.
Yeah.
And it literally, like, paralyzes the spider. Can you imagine being paralyzed, and then, like, he injects his babies in you or something?
Oh,
I don't know. That's getting
the ultimate form of disrespect.
Yeah. Seriously.
I just kind of went into sex ed all of a sudden there. We need to move on.
We're going to the deep blue sea.
Ooh.
Swordfish versus sawfish.
Wait, you can call me Sal said wasps do that here?
Oh, no.
Really? Yeah.
That's...
I didn't know that. Now I feel bad for spiders, kind of.
Nah.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Swordfish versus sawfish. What is a sawfish?
What's a sawfish?
Sawfish is like... It's like a saw...
Oh!
Like, it kind of looks like a shark.
See, here's the deal. A sawfish would have to actually get close enough to saw you. I'm just assuming.
Sword beats a saw.
Yeah. And then the swordfish just comes out of nowhere and just bam, right in the middle of your body and you're done. The only problem with a swordfish is if it goes through the sawfish, then he gets the sawfish stuck on his sword, and he sits there and like shakes his head like, I can't get him off, and drowns. I'll still go swordfish.
Can the saw cut? Or is it just the way that he's...
Can the saw cut?
Saw break the sword?
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's a fight. You know, they don't have that much time.
Yeah, I mean, I have time to figure it out. You just kind of got to go. Yeah,
this isn't Han's problem. You know, that's a good looking.
Similar.
That's a sawfish.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm changing my mind. I'm going sawfish. That's got blades on both sides.
Yeah. It doesn't look agile, though.
Do the blades move like a chainsaw? Like, does
it? Of course. You just turn it on during the fight. And then the sawfish would, you know, kill that thing.
We have run out of F-ball. I'm still going to go swordfish.
I like the swordfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snake around his neck.
Next up, Mr. Krabs versus Plankton.
Ah.
Mr. Krabs has beaten him so many times.
Yeah.
I'm going Plankton. It's time for the underdog.
Is this a fight or this is...
It's a fight, man. They're all fights. Hmm. I'm going Plankton. Mr. Krabs is old.
Yeah.
Plankton is 2 inches tall.
I know, but he's smart. You know, he can sneak into your ear.
True.
And mess with your
equilibrium. Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Plankton.
Yeah, Plankton.
Yep.
All right.
Win one for the little guy, Plankton.
Gecko from Geico.
Ooh.
Versus the duck from Aflac.
Oh.
Who you got?
Have you ever seen wherever it's at on some island where a lizard will try to outrun all those snakes coming after him? Have you seen that video?
No.
Like the lizard has to get to the water to be safe, and he's running as fast as he can, and all these snakes are chasing him, and it's... The whole time, I'm like, come on, lizard.
Did he make it?
No.
Oh, spoilers. So from one little green guy to the next.
Derek goes, did he make it? Does he make it? I think a duck could fly above and pluck the gecko. I'm going to go duck.
Well, then even if the gecko gets to the water, the duck is...
Yeah, still in the water.
Still able to go to the water.
Air superiority, Hans, whether it be an animal fight or a war, is always superior. I'm going the duck.
All right. Well, I think the gecko could possibly choke the duck.
So, oh.
You know, he's got thumbs. The duck doesn't. You never know what could happen.
The gecko has thumbs.
I think the gecko...
So on purpose, he's going to let the duck eat him, but it's part of his game plan.
Yep.
Hmm. If it was one of those birds that, like, they put their fish down here in their beak.
Pelican.
Yeah, a pelican. They just kind of leave them there.
It'd be game over.
Oh, Adams from Tuscola is... Oh, he does make it. It says the video that Lon's talking about is actually narrated by Snoop Dogg in another version. Now that would be awesome. The lizard actually does make it, so it might be a different video. Either way, y'all need to watch it. Thank you, Adam. Snoop Dogg doing anything would be awesome.
We're going to college coaches now.
Okay.
Brad Underwood versus Pat Chambers.
Ooh, Underwood, of course, advanced last week because he beat Fran McCaffrey.
That's right.
Against Pat Chambers. Let me tell you about Pat Chambers. He's got that East Coast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's that guy.
Scrappy fella.
Yeah. He's that kid in high school that wasn't the biggest kid, but you did not mess with him. Because he was all a little bit of crazy and tough as flipping nails.
Know some mobsters.
Yes. I'm sorry, Brad. I'm taking Pat Chambers in this one. Pat could probably withstand a few shots and just be laughing at you. Like, he would pull the tooth out of his mouth. He'd be like, ha ha! And then just waylay you. I'm going Pat Chambers.
Yeah, he's got the something to hit you in the back of the knee.
Yes.
And you're down.
Yes.
And he's got you.
He's got some sneaky moves.
Yep. I'm going to go with the upset with Brad Underwood.
Really?
Knockout punch.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got that power.
He does have the chin that can handle a couple of shots.
All right, next up, this isn't a fight. This is for the most push-ups.
Oh!
Former Bears coach Lovie Smith versus Matt Nagy.
Lovie Smith told Jeremy Warner today that he could out-push-up him. I'm going Lovey. You see how
definitely Lovey.
How thick that dude's chest is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Lovey. Matt Nagy's a wiry little dude.
You don't think it.
Matt Nagy probably needs to be beat up. Doesn't he? I shouldn't say it like that.
Well, the GM.
He needs to get his mind right for next year.
When we clip up this podcast, we're gonna put a little line saying, Matt Nagy needs to be beat up. We'll go ton of listens.
Somehow he calls next week. Is this Lon?
At least someone would.
Is this Ron? Oh, nice. Shout out Roger Powell. Shout out Nick Irvin.
My bad.
That's all right. Right.
We're
all
going
right.
to the basketball courts now.
Okay.
Joel Embiid, Brandon Paul, and always texting Charlie.
Ooh, we're putting some of our texters in this.
Oh, yeah. Versus Pascal Siakam, Malcolm Hill, and John from Camargo.
I don't think I've ever seen Pascal Siakam.
I thought you were going to say one of the texters. I haven't seen our texters.
I wonder if always texting Charlie and John from Camargo could quickly send in their bios.
Little bio, yeah.
Yeah, like... You know, 6 foot, 190.
A little jumper.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit about something. Let's move on to the next one.
All right.
And hopefully always texting Charlie and John from Camargo. We need age. We need, you know, height. 40 time.
Vertical.
And then one solid component about you that would make
sure.
you
yeah.
good in a fight.
Nice. All right. We're going to move on
a
to
basketball
Kemba.
Fight, right? We're playing hoops right, or are we fighting each other?
Well,
oh, we're playing hoops.
Oh.
Of course, yeah.
Because that'd be kind of fun to see Joel Embiid just...
We could do that, too.
Just start punching.
He's done that before.
He's a big boy.
All right, next up, Kemba Walker, Ravonte Rice, and Kenny Battle versus Damian Lillard, DJ Richardson, and Nick Anderson.
Oh.
Who you got?
I think Nick puts this one over the top.
I was
going to
say, I'd give Lillard the advantage over Walker, and then Nick Anderson
Yep, I'm going.
Here.
That's what I'm going as well, Hans.
All right. Next up, this year's team from Ayo Dosunmu, Trent Frazier, and Kofi Coburn versus the 2012-2013 Brandon Paul, DJ Richardson, and Nana Igwu. Who you got?
Brandon's pretty good. DJ, good shooter. Freshman of the year in the Big Ten. Nana could block shots. I watched a Wisconsin game the other day in the Final Four where what's-his-face, Kaminsky went off. And I'm like, well, and I texted a couple guys, and I'm like, well, thank goodness Nana Egwu could block a shot. I was being. I'm going to go Ayo. I'm going yeah. Ayo and Kofi.
I think I'll put you over the top. Nana against Kofi would be interesting. I think, obviously, Kofi could body him.
Yes.
I don't know if Nana blocks his shot. I'm not sure. He pulls you out of the paint. He can hit a little mid-range jumper for you.
That's a good point.
But Ayo is where I'm siding.
You can call me. Sal just said, the spider doesn't die right away. The wasp larvae, eats it alive while it's paralyzed.
Oh.
Can you think of a worse thing?
No.
You're paralyzed.
That's evil.
John and Camargo has sent in his bio. We're looking for always texting Charlie.
He did say fighting talent, that's what I can read.
Okay. 56 years old, 5'10", 185. His fighting talent is I know how to fall down. Don't ever underestimate that.
Just to take charge.
Like if you're falling out of it, if you're jumping out of a train, you got to know how to roll. Okay. We're waiting for always texting Charlie.
All right, now on to football.
If always texting Charlie doesn't send it in, it's by default.
Indeed.
That's right.
Brandon Peters, Reggie Corbin, and Josh Uiwatobebe versus Nate Shieldhouse, Josh Ferguson, and Ryan Langford.
Ooh. Did you see Bebe was doing pull-ups or whatever?
Yeah.
Whatever you call that with
water jugs.
Water jugs. Peters, Corbin, and... So Peters versus Nate. I'm going to go Nate.
Nate for sure.
Corbin and Ferguson. Ferguson... played in the NFL. Corbin May. Langford and Josh. I'm going to probably take Josh.
You're going to definitely take Josh.
Yeah.
Langford's senior year only had one touchdown.
Is that
played
it?
Six games.
Oh, okay.
One touchdown. Leading receiver on the 13 team was Steve Hull.
Oh, Steve Hull was a good. Yeah, we are now on third F-ball. We got to get through this. I'm going to go Nate. I'm at quarterback always determines
yep,
it. I'm
it.
Going Nate.
Shieldhouse.
Okay. Going Nate. And to wrap it up, Hans, it's by default.
Yep. Doesn't take that, yeah.
Oh, John just, he's throwing smackdown right now. If always texting Charlie doesn't text back, he also loses his nickname. Wow. And that you got to go a while to get it back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going Pascal Siakam. I don't even know who that is. Malcolm Hill and John from Camargo to beat Joel Embiid, Brandon Paul, and always texting Charlie.
No choice to be made here.
Boom. Right. Boom. Well, we don't have a lot of people to thank.
No.
Thanks, Hans, for the who you got.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was good. We learned all about spiders.
Yeah.
And wasps.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, you learned a lot today, didn't you? An anaconda. I bet I dream about an anaconda tonight now. And I'll be like, really?
That'll be a nightmare.
If I do, I'm calling you in the middle of the night, Hans. Calling you and I'm saying, I'm having nightmares right now about anacondas. That's scary. All right, boys. Good week.
It was fun.
Good week. I'm tired. I'm ready to get out of here.
Let's do it.
All right. No Cardinals baseball tonight. Oh, no, there is Cardinals baseball. One of the classic games will be on after our show about 6:15. Enjoy. It is The Drive. See ya.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.